Our first Bible reading today comes from Joshua 24, 14 to 18. Now, fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods that your forefathers worshipped while beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, or those who are living. But for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt, from the land of slavery, and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Now the second reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered. Sir, love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? The reply, Jesus said, a man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place where the man was, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged up his wound, poured oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. When I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have had. Which of these 3 do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell in the hand of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Thank thee for the Lord.
As you're probably aware, we're currently doing a series looking at how we can place evangelism at the core of what we're on about as Christians and as the church. And so far, we've been reminded that the death and resurrection of Jesus is the best and most important news ever. This is because God has made forgiveness of sins and eternal life possible through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the coming of the Holy Spirit who is He has given to dwell within us. And Jesus has passed on to us the responsibility and authority to share the good news. So far, we've done some groundwork before we even get to looking at how we actually go about doing the sharing. And over the last 3 Sundays, which I've preached, we've looked at how we need to be continually fed on every word from the mouth of God, and we do this through spiritual disciplines. And spiritual disciplines are those activities where we intentionally spend time with God to draw near to Him. We look at the importance of knowing the gospel inside and out. We have to move towards mastering the gospel and not just be satisfied with a vague understanding. And adding to this, we looked at the importance of having a good understanding of a few key stories which can help us show how Jesus is relevant for people's lives today. Today, we're going to be looking at the mindset required to become better at sharing the good news. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Was the question asked of Jesus by an expert in the law. To which Jesus responded, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" In this exchange, Jesus wants to know what this expert of the law thinks in regard to the question he has asked. Obviously, this is a question the expert in the law had been contemplating and putting quite a bit of time thinking about. Was there a way to summarize the main thrusts of the law? Something which could neatly tie it all together. He thought he had sussed it out, but made the most of this opportunity of having Jesus passing by. And so he put it to him. This encounter was not disingenuous. So being prompted by Jesus, this expert in the law shares what he's come up with. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. To the credit of this expert in the law, he got it spot on. However, he did make a mistake. Because instead of acknowledging his shortcoming in living up to this standard, he wanted to lower the standard to be in line with himself. Which does kind of defeat the purpose of having a goal to live up to. The thing is, I think we're all guilty of this to some extent. We all know this passage of Scripture. It is as well known as any other verses in the Bible. However, do we, like the expert in the law, in any way try to lower what this would actually involve for us? Do we lower what it means to love God to something that we're comfortable with? And since we're doing a series focusing on evangelism, do we try to lower the standards of who God wants us to share the gospel with, so that we're not challenged to go beyond what we're currently comfortable with doing? As we continue to look at factors which help us to be better prepared for sharing the gospel, today we're looking at our mindset towards God. Priests and Levites are both groups of people who have set up their lives to serve God. They served in the temples and the synagogues and dedicated themselves to studying the Scriptures, to knowing God and helping others in their worship of God. Their whole life was structured around this. And sometimes, like this expert in the law, they even got it right and understood things correctly. And yet this still didn't mean that they got how to live serving God correct. When you look at the priest and Levite in the parable told by Jesus, why do they fail to live up to that standard that this expert in the law understood? Because they did not keep their eyes open to see what God wanted them to do as they went about living their ordinary lives. They had reduced what it meant for them to love God fully and to love their neighbors, which is also the same problem that the expert of the law had. Funny how Jesus did that. When they saw the man in a bad state, they chose not to see him. They chose to ignore him. They had things to do and to attend to. And it was just so much less complicated for their day. They just walked by. They didn't need this hassle. When it comes down to the crunch, how many people do we pass by where we emotionally check out and ignore what we see and even force our minds to think about something else to distract them so that we're not convicted about not doing or saying what we know we should? The outworking of this is to not love our neighbours as God calls us to. But the real problem underneath this is our unwillingness to lay aside what we want in order to do what God wants. And so we're really choosing to not love God with all our heart, soul, strength and mind. So you see, the two commands are indeed linked. You cannot do one and not the other, and you cannot choose to ignore one without ignoring the other. The difference between the priest and the Levite and the Samaritan is that the Samaritan chooses not to ignore the need he sees, even though it is going to cost him a lot in emotional investment, a lot in time investment, a lot in making himself vulnerable, and possibly even quite a bit of money. In terms of sharing the gospel, where's your mindset? Is it in a willingness to make excuses why you shouldn't say something? Maybe even to ignore an opportunity because of how uncomfortable the thought of talking about Jesus makes you feel? Or are you walking around with your eyes open, intentionally looking for those who need you? Actively looking for those who you might be able to say something to. Now, the purpose of this series is to help take us from where we are as a church and as individuals in regards to doing effective evangelism to where we ought to be. And we're engaged in a process of becoming. We are still in the preparation stage of this process, establishing what is required to actually make this transition a possible reality in your life. Without expecting you to become perfect Christians first, before this change can be made. So there is something to be said for being challenged with aspects of our lives which show we aren't really living up to the standard we are aiming for, as well as in allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us as He wills in regards to this. But in terms of being in a process of change, the main takeaway I want you to get today is the question, are you walking around like the priest and Levite in the story, serving God in many ways but not really willing to have your eyes open to the people around you? Or are you like the Samaritan who is looking about and willing to do what is necessary in order to serve God by loving people, to be people who won't just ignore the loss of this world when this will cost us emotionally wise, time-wise, vulnerability-wise, and money-wise. So if you're aware that you identify more with the priest and Levite in this story than with the Samaritan, how do we change this? Well, let's have a look at Joshua 24, verses 14 to 18. Joshua has led Israel and is coming to the end of his life. What we read in today's Old Testament reading from Joshua is part of his final speech to the Israelites. He starts off by giving them, in verse 14, some good advice. Fear the Lord, and throw away the gods of your forefathers, and the gods of those who live around you. But then he offers them a choice. He essentially says, you need to make this decision for yourself. If following God is not for you, because you would prefer what the world offers, then go do that. So then Joshua sets for the people an example to follow. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Now in this, Joshua is telling the Israelites what it will take and what is required for them to be God's people. They need to make a conscious decision to follow God, each one of them, and then align their lives with that decision. But to do this, they're going to have to turn their backs on old ways, on their old gods, on the gods of their ancestors, who they would have worshipped in Egypt, and the gods of the people living in and around them, of the Amorites. Now, we don't have actual gods that are a problem for us in terms of believing in. But we do have other things that we give undue importance to. Things we might practically put ahead of serving God. If you want to be a Christian who actually puts in the effort to love God with all your heart, soul, strength and mind, there are going to have to be some things you need to do. And if you want to be a Christian who changes from one who doesn't often share about Jesus to one which does, then there are going to have to be some things you need to do. First of all, you have to make this decision for yourself. Is following Jesus and the Great Commission really going to be what you give your life over to? Or is that too much? You can choose to live like the priest and Levite and ignore the callings God places on us when they are too uncomfortable or too challenging. Or you can say, yes, God, I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to choose to serve you. I'm going to align myself with you. I want to serve you fully, God. And if you're going to do this, then there are going to be some things that you will need to throw out that you've actually put in the place of primacy where God is supposed to be. Or at least shift them to their proper place in relation to God, depending on what those things are. What are the things which have stopped you and influenced you away from sharing the gospel with others in the past? Perhaps it's a belief that doing good things for others is enough to fully love God. Is it family love? Like so many in the world, is it chasing after financial security? Search yourself. You need to search yourself for the answers, because they're unique to you. If you believe that you have not been as effective as you could be in sharing the gospel, what is it that's prevented you? And the thing is, these things can even include our past experiences and examples that we've followed of what the Christian life looks like. And if those things don't line up with who God's calling us to be, then that's like the gods of our ancestors. Or it could come from the society around us, ideas like we should never talk about religion and politics. Or just simply being too busy chasing after things of this world. And that's like the gods of those who live around you. You will have to be willing to throw out everything or shift everything to its proper place, everything which prevents you from serving God and effectively sharing the gospel. Now all Israel responds to Joshua saying, "Yes, we will serve the Lord because He is our God." And here Israel is claiming God as their God because He has shown that they are His people and that He is both faithful and mighty. And they own God as their own, at least this generation does. They don't necessarily pass it on too well to their children. But this generation, we're told, does live following God. So it's quite a lovely moment. It reminds me of the disciples with Jesus when a whole lot of Jews stopped following Jesus because he had some hard teachings, and then he turned to the disciples and asked them, "Are you going to leave too?" But Peter replies, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." If this is your response to God, and as we continue to prepare to become a people who take on evangelism, what is your mindset? Are you happy coasting along in your Christian life, or are you willing to give loving God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind a go? Are you willing to say, "As for me, I will serve the Lord"? And as you say with those around you in this church, "As for me and my church family, we will serve the Lord. Will you choose to have your eyes open to those around you, to see those you meet, to see the people God is giving you to share the gospel with? It's time to get our mindset and our dedication to serving God in order. We will get to the action part of sharing the gospel in a few weeks. But I'm trying to walk you through a process so that you can walk in this process of change as we go through the series. And so as for now, are you committing yourself to laying down your life and your wants to serve God and His kingdom? If you want to, start your day in prayer. Dedicate your day to serving God. Invite Him to take your life and direct it. Ask Him to help you see the people He is giving you to share the good news with, or to help. Practice walking around looking for those who are in need, and in particular, those who need someone to share Jesus with them. Practice those things in your life as of today. Amen.